Welcome back, Interweb friends. To Stop the Movie, I Want to Get Out. Hollywood makes movies. We talk about those movies. This is a special mini episode. This is a kind of like an intermediary step we don't normally do. But the upcoming movie is so unique and so just weird that we wanted to preview it a little bit. So if you're someone who listens to this show, you're going to be interested in this movie. It's called Knight Riders from 1981. Not Knight Rider, the amazing David Hasselhoff show. Knight Riders.
With a K. That's Knight with a K.
Knight with a K.
Franklin with a Y.
From Night and, as in Night and Day. It is, we're probably going to
George Romero.
It's George Romero. Night of the Living Dead, director George Romero.
Which, as a George Romero fan, I don't know how I'd never seen this movie before. I think I'd heard of it and thought it was something else.
Right.
And what I thought it was probably better than what it actually was. Because, like, I mean, it's not a horror movie. You use George Romero, I used to think of horror movies. And this is kind of just a wacky, like, fantasy. Or not fantasy, but kind
of. It's more like a drama.
I don't know
really.
What you would call it.
Yeah, oh,
it's a drama.
And let me introduce you here. I'm Alex Dunbar here with Jack Estabrook,
Hello.
Cody Wolf.
Hello.
And special guest Nick Newart.
Our most Hello. Prolific special guest.
Most Ooh. Prolific, yes. Who will be joining us next week when we actually take this movie on fully. Nick is basically responsible for this episode.
Probably Christy is.
She
pointed out the article, and
that's true. Friend of the show, Christy Smorrell, read about this. Nick, then
I had to order it. I looked on Amazon, saw it's available for pre-order. It's coming out in a few months. I ordered it immediately and
pre-ordered it. I'm going to read the description of Knight Riders from IMDb. We're probably going to read this again next week. It says, a medieval reenactment troupe find it increasingly difficult to keep their family-like group together with pressure from local law enforcement, interest from entertainment agents, and a growing sense of... This doesn't even make sense. A growing sense of delusional from their leader. I think it probably is trying to say a growing sense of... or there's increasingly delusional behavior from their leader. Not mentioned in that description, but central to this movie, there is a lot of jousting. Not jousting on horses, jousting with people on motorcycles.
Yes.
Going at each other
the
with
sport
weapons.
Of kings.
And when we say motorcycles, what we really mean are dirt bikes.
It's more like dirt bikes. Yeah, they say motorcycles, but these are really more dirt bikes. And there is a lot of that. Like, if you're saying, like, oh, there's a scene or two of that. No, there is a lot of jousting, motorcycle jousting.
And it's crucial to the final scene, which is crucial to the Morgan character's dramatic change, is a jousting match.
Right, key moments in this movie are played out in these motorcycle jousts.
Yeah, and they're like super dramatic, and it's kind of amazing.
It's from 1981. It stars Ed Harris,
mm-hmm.
which like Ed Harris from Apollo 13. Tom Savini, where if you're like a movie geek, you know Tom Savini,
Dawn of the Dead.
I think this is his most prominent role, I would say, because he's not usually an actor.
Yeah, I've never seen him.
I was surprised to see
so
him like in like maybe. A yeah, like one of the leads of this movie.
He's basically the second lead of this movie.
He's a special effects guy, isn't he?
He's like a makeup like god.
I mean, he was in Dawn of the Dead. He had a little role there. More recently he's Dusk Till Dawn.
Surprisingly good in it too.
He wasn't bad.
Someone who doesn't act that often.
Yeah, his acting is fine. It's To call this movie weird is such an understatement.
It was almost like
it defies description.
I couldn't define it. It was really
all I can say is, I mean, for people who are into this podcast, you need to see this movie. It's a little tricky to find. Nick purchased it. It's out on Blu-ray.
Yep.
You can also rent it on YouTube for about $4. I think you can rent it on Amazon.
Yep, I saw it on Amazon.
Amazon. I don't know if you can rent it on iTunes. I was sort of looking this. I was like kind of like very half-assed looking this morning. So this is poor research on my part. You might be able to rent it on iTunes as well. But it's
worth it. If you're into bad movies, it's definitely worth a.
It's worth the $4.
Yeah, if you're into even just weird movies.
Just for the wackiness of
it. Just make sure you give yourself some time. The sucker's 2.5 hours.
It's 2.5 hours.
And the last 10 minutes alone is worth the $4.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't. And if you're into it, yeah, Nick's right. Don't bail on this movie. Yeah. You need to stay for the final 10 minutes.
It was 2.5 hours long, but I felt myself like needing to know in some weird way. Like,
I can't turn it off. What's going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I had to turn it off at one point because I had something to do, and I'm like, I had to get back into it because I'm like, it's just so bizarre. I had to see where it was going.
Well, yeah. Where is it going?
Where's this Ed Harris character going?
Yeah, you cannot predict. Yeah. There's no other movie like this. You watch the first half, and it's like, well, where's it? You've got
right.
Yeah.
It really exists almost in its own genre and its own, like, if this is, like, if we were to use, like, a comics analogy, this would almost be, drama. Like, yeah, its own, like, universe. You know, yeah. There's, like, action, war, comedy, romance, Knight Riders. Like, separate, like, if this was a Blockbuster video, it would have its own, like, shelf with, like, a label over it that just says, like, Knight Riders.
And then there'd be other films made in the Knight Riders genre.
I'm still waiting
for a second movie to be made.
Never got made.
And you may be picking up on this. We usually make fun of movies here. We're going to laugh about this movie, but I don't think any of us in this room, I didn't hate it. Like, I kind of, in a way, liked it because it's so weird and like, it's so sincere.
It is. I was shocked at how sincere it was, and it really endears the movie to people.
It does. You can actually sense the passion behind this movie. I mean, like, I don't know. We're gonna make fun of things in it and how well it worked, but there's no question that there was a lot of love put into this movie.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Of a lot of the movies we've watched on this show, this is one I would probably watch again.
Definitely with me, anyways.
Yeah.
And that's not because it's like a good movie. It's just because it's.
Well, it's not good, but at the same time, it's not bad.
It's very bad.
It's bad. Oh, believe me, it's bad. But it's like a good story in a bad movie.
It's very entertaining.
Yeah,
it's very entertaining, and it's so different. Like, we're in a world where, like, a lot of movies are like very kind of like color by numbers.
Yeah.
None of the choices in this movie are color by numbers. This movie defies, you know, like, just sort of like standards and like, oh, this is the way. It's almost like at every point in the production, Romero was saying, how would Hollywood do it? Okay, we're going to go 180 from that, you know, in every single choice being made. To just see something that unique. It is unique. Like, unique is another way to call it.
That's a word you can hear a lot.
Yeah.
And also, because I know Romero is, you know, known for his social commentary in movies. Like, you know, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead. He gets heavier with every one, but this is like some of the most awkward, like, social commentary kind of. This is when he started doing it just to do it almost. Like, Day of the Dead was very, like, didn't need it, but it was forced in there. And this was before Day of the Dead, so it's kind of like.
This is
the precursor to that kind of.
This is shoehorned in a little bit.
Yeah.
But I cannot. I would recommend to anyone who listens to us. This is well worth. I mean, $4 on YouTube. I think it's roughly about the same price on Amazon. Totally worth it. You will enjoy it. I mean, again, as always, you know you don't have to watch the movie. You'll be able to listen to us talk about it. But this is a film that I would like. We just did Battle of the Year. You don't need to see Battle of the Year. Let us make fun of it. That's fine. You know, you're going to enjoy it if you saw it or not. This is one you will probably enjoy the conversation even more if you have seen it.
Yeah.
And have experienced the Renaissance fair, Arthurian legend, Machiavellian business workings of Knight Riders.
And cod pieces.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of cod pieces.
You're going to see plenty of Tom Savini, I'll tell you that.
Tom Savini without his shirt on. There's a lot of Tom Savini without his shirt on in this movie. Like, maybe too much Tom Savini without his shirt on. So I think, is there anything else you guys would want to say to encourage? I mean, just to encourage people. Well,
I mean, if you're just a fan of George Romero, I mean, this is like the ultimate George Romero movie, I think, because it has. Maybe not in its quality, but it's got like everyone from all the George Romero movies in this movie. You know, Ken Foray from Dawn of the Dead, and Richard Chitlin, which was in a couple ones. Tom Savini, which is obviously big. His wife is in it.
Yeah,
you know, who he writes movies with and stuff. You know, she wrote Dawn of the Dead, I think, with him. And
Yeah.
So it's just like when I was watching, it was kind of bizarre for me, but it was kind of interesting too to see all these people in one movie. It was, you know, kind of made it interesting.
Yeah.
To watch.
Yeah.
So I think if you're a fan of George Romero and his movies and his style and everything, it's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah. All right, so we'll leave you with that, and also to tease to some other upcoming movies, if you want to kind of be ahead with the show and where we're going to be going, Wrath of the Titans we'll be covering soon, and I keep forgetting the name of this movie. It's City of, what? It's like Mortal Instruments, City of, is it Mortal Instruments, City of Bones?
I'll look it up.
So step one should be know the name of the movie we're going to be reviewing.
It should always be know the name. Hang on
It's
second.
A very confusing
what
title.
What is it called, Mortal Instruments?
I know that the girl from Abduction is in it. The girl with the Taylor Lautner's girlfriend from Abduction.
I don't remember okay. what she looks
the
like.
The movie with that girl.
Lily Collins.
You know,
Lily Collins. We refer to her as Eyebrow Girl.
Eyebrow Girl. It is called, here we go, The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones.
Weird. So it's a movie about colons.
It is. God. No, I put the colon in. I thought that's punctuation mark colon.
It's such a strange, twist colon. For it to go to, huh? But yeah, those
action, city adventure, drama, fantasy, mystery, romance. Adventure.
Those are the best ones for us when there's like 19 slashes in the movie's
category. How many writers are on the movie?
And the tagline: "There is a world hidden within our own."
Okay.
And how many writers did this sucker have? Just why not? Why not? We're previewing movies. The more writers, just real quick. This is courtesy IMDb, just in case you guys didn't already assume that.
We'll leave a link.
Here we go. It's writers, plural. And one of them is based on the novel by...
Oh, no.
Cassandra Clare, based on the novel by... screenplay by Jessica Postigo Paquette. Okay. So technically, there's only one screenplay writer.
All right. Well, yeah, it looks terrible. It showed up on so many worst of 2013 lists. We just couldn't ignore it. You know, it was almost like the, it's like those movies for the Oscar season where you can't ignore a movie. You know.
One more thing. I apologize. CCH Pounder will be making a return because she is in this film.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting development. We're also going to post, I believe, the Knight Riders trailer to our Facebook page.
Yes.
And we've tweeted it out.
I can
which
do that,
This is, and this is a movie where the trailer does give you a pretty accurate representation of what the movie is like. I would recommend you watch the movie. If you don't want to watch the movie, highly recommend you at least watch the trailer because it will give you a sense of the world we're about to fall through the rabbit hole into. All right, I think that... All right, so that's our mini episode. We'll be back next week with Nick and with Knight Riders. Okay, until then...
Consider yourself warned.
Three, two, one. Welcome back, Interweb. Do we need more of a lead?
That was quick.
That was a quick lead. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.